bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music. I'm just waiting on Jesus. All with real Christian. And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. coming out of the closet. HD2 sound.
You feel the spirit? Draw near it. Draw near it. Yeah, I'm staring at you. When's the last time you won a soul? I thought that's what saints do. God sent me here to check you. If you read the word of God, then God can protect you from all these demons and heathens and black magic and witchcraft and hexes. The devil sure is deceiving. That did it. I'm telling everything, death in disguise. The devil wants us all to die. You smoke cigarettes, you committing suicide. Killing yourself slowly, slowly. If this was a movie, I'd be Obi-Wan Kenobi. I just exposed the devil's cigarette track. Can't stand the devil, yeah, it's smoke like that. We be banging like a rugby match. The devil is whack. To all my real saints, where you at? Go ahead and clap, let's put this gospel rap up on the map. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. I be sticking and moving and bobbing and weaving, cause this is my season. Make a sinner man start to believing. Check this out, I'm a man of God. I step real lightly, but I come down hard. Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, I'm with the hardest squad. God runs the yard, God runs the yard. That's why I'm focused on my spiritual clean and chasing after spiritual things. Call me a spiritual fiend. I walk in his anointing. I use it as a repellent to keep these demons off me. When I speak, my words are like helium. I lift you high in the spirit, blessings you receiving them. Lord, I wanna go higher. Mind off of sin, don't wanna burn in that fire. To all my real saints, where you at? Go ahead and clap, let's put the church of God up on the map. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. Are you anointed by the devil? If you talk about people, he'll anoint you to a negative level. Satan, don't you dare. There's gossip in the air. I see that spirit everywhere. I pray the Holy Ghost will choke you. Make you read the word of God until gossip don't want you. Now you know what you don't do. If you keep playing with God, he will leave that spirit on you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. To all my real saints, where you at? Go ahead and clap and put this gospel rap up on the map. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. To all my real saints, where you at? Go ahead and clap and put the church of God up on the map. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
I'm gonna tell you, touch your neighbor. I won't tell you, grab nobody's hand. What you need to do, speak your intention. Get your name.
been through the storm and the rain. I've had heartaches and pain. I've been in a lot of tight places where I had the strength. This is a mean that we're living in. And the reason why I need you, Jesus, 'cause it's so easy for me to sin. So I'm begging you, Jesus.
will be right back with more great gospel music right after this important message.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Gets away.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares.
Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
love him, you ought to do something back here. Well, if you really love him tonight, let me
Sonata are back with a great performance on Easter Sunday. So everybody come back and support our youth. You will not be disappointed.
All right. Support our youth, and let's make sure you come and come on at 11 o'clock. You have a wonderful time. It'll be a lot of food and fun for the adults and the children. And any of you adults that think you're still young enough, you can go out there and play some kickball and you can play some basketball. We might even have some horseshoes if the evangelist Waddell don't want me to beat up on him too bad. No, but last year I think we were on the same team, didn't we? Huh? Uh-oh. We're going to be on opposite teams, dude. It's coming. The competition is coming back. I'm going to get somebody to get with me this year. But we look for everybody to come on out, bring family, friend. You don't have to be a member here. Come on to Lions Park with us, and you will have a good time. Is there anything else in particular that we need donated, Evangelist Selena, that we may know? I know people have been donating. Anything special we might need in the last few days? Ever? Candy. Well, we have that. You can count. You can check that off. We have plenty of candy too. All right. So we pretty much have everything we need except people coming to help us eat up all that food and have play games and have fun. And it'll be an Easter egg hunt too, won't it? We're still gonna do that too. Okay. All right. So we'll be looking to see you at 11 a.m. at Lions Park this Saturday, March 30, 2024. And at this time, we're going to have another musical selection. And after that musical selection, we're going to have our very own Elder Demetrius Hunter. He's going to bring the word this morning. Hear him for his grace and his ability. Give him your amens. And we are looking for a word from the Lord. And we know that we're going to be blessed through God's word, that we can continue to go through what we are going through and Lincoln Park will continue to elevate in the name and to God be the glory. Let everybody say, Elder Hunter, preach the word. Come on, Eli Ratcliffe Seniors. The next voice you will hear will be none other than Elder Demetrius Hunter.
Oh, Song said, go back to the altar, down on your knees, and stay there till you get the Holy Ghost power. Amen. You know, that's something a little different. We didn't, churches don't talk about that Holy Ghost no more. Amen. Amen. I thought to myself yesterday after the rehearsal, I'll watch 20 different preaching sermons on YouTube, and I don't think none of them talk about the Holy Ghost no more. Not saying they ain't good, but that Holy Ghost power is something that we used to strive for. But on today, we want to give an honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's first in our life, to our overseer and our pastor, Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, to our first ladies, to the ministerial staff, deacons, saints, and friends. We are excited about what God is doing in our lives. Amen? Amen. On today, our sermonic text, you will find the first of it on the front of your program. And that's going to be coming from Ecclesiastes, and I'm going to read in your hearing the ninth through the 12th verse in the King James Version I will be reading. So the book of Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, verses 9 through 12. And the Bible King James Version reads as this. Two are better than one because they have good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone that falleth, for he has no other to help him up. Again, two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? Verse 12, if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. For a subject on today, we're going to talk about an easy win. See, that's for the old folks, an easy win. For the young folks, we're going to talk about, and y'all, some of these old folks know this song too, You Were Made for Me. An easy win, you were made for me. If we're going to be honest, all of us like to win. Winning is something we all like to do. Losing ain't easy. It ain't fun, is it, Evans Waddell? Losing is not fun. Some might say losing is necessary because some of your greatest lessons in life come from a loss. So losing is necessary. It's never fun. And if you always find yourself on the losing side, I don't care who you are, you're going to rethink your strategy of how you're doing something in the future. Amen? It's some people call the simple form of psychology is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Not too many people in their right mind continue to want to lose over and over and over again. But the key factor in a winning strategy is always to have some help or support to get you where you need to go. Now, I know some of you saying every sport ain't a team sport, but I don't care what sport you play. There's a team involved in your success. I remember I watched the documentary on Serena Williams, and she's a solo tennis player. She won all of those solo Grand Slams by herself. But they said after she had her first baby, she was complaining to her husband, I really don't have nowhere to really bring my team together to practice where I want to practice. So, you know, her husband being a billionaire, he bought an apartment complex. And he moved all her team to the apartment complex so she could have her team around her to make her what? Successful. I don't care if you're Tiger Woods at the height of his career. He had a swing coach. He had a caddy. He had people around him to make him better. Sometimes you got to understand your development of a successful team around you makes the difference. I'm here to stop by, and this is just a note to any young person to think, if you're around a whole bunch of foolish people, you won't get foolish results. If you're around a whole bunch of gossip, you're going to get a whole bunch of gossip. Because somebody told me a dog that'll bring a bone to carry a bone. Sometimes our success is not dependent upon our talent nor our gift. It's dependent upon the wisdom in which we surround ourselves with like-minded people. I'm sorry, if you're going to Florida and I'm going to New York, we ain't got no business in the same car. We're going in two different directions. But we must understand something, and I want to put this pin here before I give my 3 points to get out your way, that it's a disturbing trend that I am watching. Because now what we used to have us and them, we got a whole lot of me, myself, and I. I was looking at Facebook the other day, and my aunt had shown the old community of Walnut Terrace. And she said, y'all remember this street here? And I remember as a young boy, my earliest remembrance, you couldn't go too far without somebody knowing your name. I know in my particular area, if I walked too far down the street, there was a Rivers there. If I went to the back of the neighborhood, the Fosters was over there. If I went anywhere, there was people who what? Knew who I was. And we had a community of people what? Around us to help. Now listen, that don't mean we always got along, but just because we fuss and fight don't mean we won't let anybody else fuss and fight with us. It was a community. We were in this thing together. But I saw a disturbing trend, and I told my friend the other day, it's amazing how when we got a little bit of money, we left the project and lost community. Because now our children can't play outside without us watching because we don't know what kind of mean person is down the street. Now we always talk about me, myself, and I, and us is keep getting left further and further behind. There's no sense of community, but I like what the Bible says, and I'm going to break these 3 points down, that it comes with a discerning factor in verse 9, and it makes it very plain and simple. It says two are better than one. And my first point is, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you ain't all that. Oh, my God. I'm not trying to hear to diminish your self-esteem. I'm not up here to tell you that you are not blessed and highly favored. But you must understand that you are not all that. At times we get so high on our horse, we think that we can do things by ourselves. The most dangerous thing, and y'all please, I'm going to try to make it happy in the end, but I have to make this point. The most dangerous thing in our society is we don't need nobody else. And can I put, and I'm with you, but y'all black women, quit telling y'all y'all don't need no man. Quit saying stuff that don't make sense. Because the ones that don't need a man don't like changing tires. The ones that don't need a man don't like cutting grass. The ones that don't need a man don't like paying all your bills. The ones that don't, oh, my God, my God. And guess what? The devil done tricked us so bad. These women talking about, I don't need a man. Guess what you out there doing? Asking him to take you to Ruth Chris. Asking you to, I'm not a cheesecake factory woman. Well, if you all of that, why you need my money to, for you to get full? I'm not here to doubt your independence, but you're going to need somebody sometime. Yeah. You can do bad all by yourself, but if I'm going to do bad, at least I want somebody to complain to. You're not all that. The Bible was specific. It says two are better than one. It didn't give a way out of it. It just says two are better than one. Yeah, I'm a bad man by myself. I feel like I can take care of myself. But guess what? I'm a little bit older now. I get into a physical altercation. I got a brother that's about 10 years younger. His knees work better than mine. I'm calling him. Because we have to understand that this isolation mentality only leads you to struggle harder than what you need to do. If you're always by yourself, you will end up being what? By yourself. If you don't need nobody else, then the only resource you got is what you have. And I am here to tell you that at some point in time, what God is saying is, yes, I blessed you. Yes, your bank account looks good. Yes, but then you're going to go into a situation where money can't get you out of it. Yeah. I know you work hard to get where you were. I know that you've done some things to make the appropriate sacrifices to do what you need to do. But let's be honest. You're going to need somebody sometime. It is a foolish person to think they can do everything by themselves and get somewhere fast. It's a foolish person to think that you can do everything by yourself and get somewhere fast. Because I don't care how good you are, you're going to have to stop to learn something. It reminds me, if anybody's ever worked, seen an auto mechanic shop. See, some of y'all got warranties on y'all vehicle. Y'all just pull up, drop it off, say, when can I come back and get mine? Some of you even got that darn plan where you go drop it off, they give you a loaner car, and you get less concerned about when you come back and get yours. But if you ever stop by to look at a good mechanic shop, if you go by your dealership and look at the mechanic shop, not one mechanic does everything. You got some mechanics, all they do is work on wheels. You got certain mechanics, all they do is work on engines. You got another mechanic, all he do is work on transmissions. You got another mechanic, all he do is body work. You got another mechanic, all he do is paint. You have another mechanic, all he do is oil changes. You know why? Because one mechanic can't specialize in everything. If he had to do everything, guess what? It would take you forever to get your car back. But what he does is when they diagnose the problem, the engine mechanic say, I'm going to fix the top, and now you take the bottom. The tire mechanic say, I'll be working on the tires while you work on the manifold. They are working together to get something done. The problem sometimes, and I'm sorry, it's done creeped into the church. You done went off and got some education, and you think you know it all. You think that you got all the sense. You think that you got all the plan. But I'm here to bust your bubble. You don't know everything, because guess what? You might have went to college, but you ain't never graduated from the street. Oh, my God, my God. You know how to be a scientist, but you have no idea how to be a psychologist. You can't know it all. And because you can't know it all, you can't do it all. And if you do it all, it's going to come out raggedy. I'm just being honest. If you do it all, it might get done, but it's going to come out raggedy. So I'm done with my first point. My second point is, don't be so cold. The Bible says, in verse 11, if you laying by yourself, ain't no way you're going to be warm. Isolation keeps your heart cold. When you isolate yourself, you become insensitive to the needs of this world. When you back yourself in a corner, you can't empathize with nobody else. And let me tell you something. One thing I hate is when somebody say, I got bills of my own. I ain't got time to worry about that. What happens when you in that situation? You don't want somebody to worry about you. Isolating ourselves does nothing to your psyche nor your physicality. It's dangerous to physically and mentally isolate yourself. One of the greatest things that happened in the pandemic that they say our children were facing is that they were isolated for a year, looking at school on a tablet or a computer. Studies have shown children went back to school without appropriate social skills. It's now coming to the downslope of our crime wave after our pandemic. They said people came out of the pandemic by being locked down for 6 months and just didn't know how to act. Their tempers were shorter. Their mind was not regulated. They didn't know how to go to McDonald's and wait in line. They didn't understand how to go grocery shopping. Y'all did so much ordering on Amazon, you went to Walmart and lost your mind. They said assaults against service providers were at an all-time high. Why? Because you had lost the ability to be patient in public. And they said it's just now getting to the point where people can go out to a restaurant and act like they got some sense. I'm here to tell you the same thing in the natural is the same thing in the spiritual. If you fail not to assimilate assemble yourself together. You're going to fall up in a church and then you don't know how to act. You see people praising God and all you can do is say, it don't take all that. I'm sorry to tell you, I hear it. I'm going to speak on this because a famous gospel artist talking about church was whack. And then the interviewer said, that's why we go to church on our couch. We don't have to dress up. We don't have to do this. I get all the word I need. And guess what? Your children are going to go to college and don't know how to act. Coming to church is not something that should be optional. It is necessary. You want to go to Bedside Baptist and then you want to call somebody when mama is sick. It don't work like that. Out of sight, out of mind. Because guess what? People don't care about something they don't see. Ooh, I know that's deep, but you don't care about nothing that you don't see. And if you don't see, if you don't fellowship together on a regular basis, how in the world can you empathize with somebody when they're going through? That phone call is just as cold and isolating. You can pick up the phone and you can call pastor, but guess what? He loves all of y'all, but if he ain't seen you in 2 years, he got some other members that see with him every day. When you isolate yourself, and guess what? You can't work with nobody that you don't see. One of the biggest problems that we have on my job, because we're mostly remote, when we get a client, we don't know how to do what we used to do. So the state came by, and they asked me one day, said, what's going on? Because it seems like y'all not working together real good. I said, it's hard to work with somebody that you don't see. If I can't see you, then what I'm talking about is not as important to you. It is hard for me to explain certain things when I need help. But when you see me going through, when you see the struggle, when you see the tears, when you see, you can feel what I'm going, oh my God, you got to understand sometimes you got to come around because one day you're going to need somebody. You sitting around here by yourself and think somebody going to pop by your house because you, they should know I'm going through. Why? I know it's the popularity of the prophet. But guess what, dude? That's not what all of us called to do. We need to understand that it's a cold experience when you are by yourself. You know why? Because when you by yourself, you end up by yourself. I remember it was a long time ago when I was going through something. And I was sitting the place where I was staying. The lights was out, and I was sitting there crying. And I said, I can't keep going through this. I picked up the phone, and I called my dad. And this is the most profound statement he ever made to me. He said, boy, ain't nobody tell you to leave us alone. You the one went away. I didn't leave you. I've been in the same spot. And you know what it popped in my head? Demetrius, you a nut. You knew what home was, but you got too big for home. Don't you get too big for home. It's a cold existence. And what I'm trying to hear and tell y'all, home is always going to be home. You don't believe me? Look at the prodigal son. The Bible says he left away from home. And guess what? When he came to himself in that slop, he said, if I in my father's house, the servants live better than I'm living. And he was able to go what? Home. Home is always going to be home. But don't get so grown that you forget where home is. So the Bible says, when you're lying by yourself, you're cold. But when you can get with somebody else, there's some warmth there. And you got to understand that where warmth is, there is a spirit. Because ain't nothing worse. We got into the truck this morning. My wife said, if you could just warm up my legs, I'll be all right. So I had to turn up the heat. And guess, after a while, she said, ooh, I feel so, so good. See, when you get in a warm spirit, you can feel so, so good. I believe it when Bishop Ratcliffe said, oh, I feel something in the spirit. And he said, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. And guess what? My Bible reads that spirit runs from heart to heart and what? Breast to breast. And if the fear, if you by yourself, ain't got nowhere to move. So I got to get out of here. My last point is, we were made for this. Why teamwork is so important. The Bible lets me know in Genesis that my God spoke the stars in the sky. That my God spoke the separation of waters and land. My God spoke for a squirrel to run around the ground. My God spoke for leaves on a tree. He spoke that tree on a branch. He spoke that branch on a trunk. He spoke that trunk to some roots. He spoke that roots in some ground. And the green grass grew all around. The Bible said he spoke the sun in the sky. He spoke the separation of night and day. But my Bible tells me that when he came to make man, he took a pause and he had a conference. For the Bible says, let us make man in our own image. He could have spoke you up, but he made. So you got to understand, if we were made from fellowship, it takes fellowship for us to exist. Woo! I hope y'all get this. If we were made from fellowship, it takes fellowship for us to exist. So I got a little sermonic imagination I'm going to use. And, you know, the young people going to get with me. The old people might not because they don't want y'all to know they listen to the song. But if Money Long was here, she said, twin, where have you been? And sometimes when we are made in God's own image, guess what? We have a twinship with us. And sometimes you need to call up somebody on the telephone and say, twin, where have you been? For the Bible lets us know that we are partakers in this world. He says, if I fall, I got somebody to help me what? I got somebody to help me what? So somebody say, look at your neighbor, it's a neighbor. Twin, where have you been? Because guess what? You got to understand that once you become into this thing called Christianity, can't nobody love you like the Lord does. Can't nobody treat you like the Lord does. You can search all over. You can do all these things. But as long as God is in the midst, I got a love that is beyond all sensibility. I got a love that's beyond all your hate. I got a love. Woo! My God. I got a love. And that love that binds me to my Lord and Savior, it's a love that penetrates even the gossip. It's a love that penetrates. And so the last part of that little song, it says, because I was made for you. You have to understand that in this life, we were made for each other. For I believe it was Hezekiah Walker says, I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me and agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. And I wish I had about five people. I was made for you. I know I get on your nerves, but I was made for you. I know you get something wrong sometimes, but I was made for you. God made me just for you. Woo! I wish you would get it. I wish you understood it. I was made for you. When you need me, just call. I was made for you. When you're down, call me. I was made. I was made for you. I was made for you. Because God didn't save me to be a blessing unto myself. He saved me to be a blessing for somebody else. Woo! He to be a blessing for somebody else. So guess what? Some of y'all been praying for a miracle God already supplied. Woo! My God, my God. Some of y'all sitting right here praying for a miracle God already supplied. Stop being so stuck up and talk to somebody. You have what you need. Woo! I know how to make chicken salad. But guess what? It ain't her chicken salad. My God, my God. I know how to do some things, but guess what? It's better coming from somebody else. I told the twins, it's been over 20-some years since I had some good beanies and weenies. Because why? I still remember coming out to the church and Sister King cooking beanies and weenies. And I ain't had no beanies and weenies like that since. We were made for each other. Our blessings and the miracle that you are praying for is tied up in how you work with somebody else. And stop worrying about what other folks doing. Most of our problem with folks because we nosy. Quit worrying about what's going on in somebody else's house. You can accept them for who they are. You worried about what somebody else's child, I don't go to them because you don't know what's going on in their house. And you don't know what they're going through. And if you so quick to say what somebody ought to do, what if it happened to you? What if it happened to you? We were made for each other. And in my clothes, we have to understand that us bearing each other's burdens don't make us weak. It makes us strong. But we got to get out of each other's way. Like I said, everybody ain't going to do nothing right because you don't do everything right. I love on people because I need love. I try to be there for people because I want somebody to be there for me. If you don't never give nobody no ride, don't be mad because you're walking. If you don't never give nobody something to eat, don't get mad when you're hungry. If you can't give nobody else a compliment, don't be mad that don't nobody compliment you. Why? Because we were made for each other. We were built through fellowship, and we can't make it without fellowship. We can't make it. We can't make it without fellowship. It's impossible. We have to love each other. Like I said, don't get me wrong. We ain't got to like each other all the time, but we still got to love each other. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to break this down. We had a history of fussing and fighting. But we had a history, can't nobody else say what everybody else can say to us. Brother Leon can say some stuff to me. Folks on the street can't say to me. And guess what? If somebody off the street said the same thing he said, he probably won't get offended if they said it to me. Because the first thing he's going to say, you don't know him like that. Ain't that what he said? Ain't that what it, you don't know? Don't take privileges too. You don't know. Listen, we can work together, and we can love each other, and working together don't mean agreement. You don't have to agree with what's going on. You just got to be a helping hand because you don't know when God is going to bless your obedience. That's why the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. You trying to agree with something, and God said, I didn't put you here to agree. I put you here to be a help. And when you help, when you don't agree, oh, my God, there's a blessing on the other side of through. Some of y'all holding up your own. I'm done, but be careful. You're holding up your own stuff because you got an opinion. And I'm not saying that your opinion don't matter, but sometimes being a help to somebody, you got to put your opinions to the side. And you got to be able to help. But guess what? Your opinions don't matter if you ain't driving the car. Now, my wife, she is a driver's ed instructor. Because when I'm on the road, why don't you go around him? Why are you slowing down? Why don't you speed up? Get what? She got all those opinions. But the gas pedal and the brake pedal is under my foot. And I say that to say this. When it comes, and I'm glad Overseer stood up. Stand up, Overseer. Stand up. I'm telling y'all, we don't have to agree with this man. But guess what? The gas pedal and the brake pedal is under his foot. So we can have an opinion, but don't let your opinion stop you from supporting. Because guess what? If you leave after not supporting, you ain't going to be happy where you go. I'm just putting that out there. You can be unhappy and supportive, and God will bless you. Because guess what? Aaron and them didn't always understand Moses, but they did what he said. And am I right about Moses?
That's right.
They didn't always think that he knew what he was talking about, but guess what they did? They did what he said. Because when they got to the Red Sea, all them jokers looked at him and said, we could have stayed in Egypt for this. But when he stretched out that water and told them to walk, guess what they did? They walked. The Bible didn't say they stood there.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't believe what they guess what they did? They walked.
Yeah.
We have to work together.
Glory to God.
Because we were made for each other.
My
Lord. We were made for each other. We are in this thing together. And, y'all, we got over 80-some years of being right here on this corner.
All right.
Your mamas and grandmas did it. Your aunts and uncles did it. And guess what we going to do? Because we were made for each other.
All right.
As everyone to stand. Two are stronger than one. And then when you have three, it gets even better. The word says, where two or three gather together in my name, he said, I would be in the midst. We count numbers, but God can make numbers count. And he can take a little and make a lot out of it. But if we come together and we have God at our back, oh, we can do some great things. And I thank God for those of you that come together and work with this ministry. And me, I'm one that I look for results. You know, I don't care if you talk about education and all this and ideas and what people will tell you what they've done in the past. Everybody has a past. But I'm a now person. I'm looking for results. And when we come together as a team, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. A lot of people will come, but over time, we will find out who is a team player, who has it in their heart, and who knows the Lord. So I thank God for that message and what we heard today. How many of you feel and know that you have to make an effort to work with somebody else besides yourself? Amen. The only way you can be successful, especially when it comes to a vision, it takes a lot of people. You can only work with yourself, and people don't want to work with you, won't follow you. You're not made for leadership. You don't need to be. You can be a part of a team, but you can never lead a team unless you know and have all the other things. Many people, they are players, but there's one coach. NC State, oh, let me, all right, go on Wolfpack. Y'all go on, get your Wolfpack fan, go on. Y'all say hallelujah. I seen a lady last night in the stand. She had the program behind. That lady was praying. I told my wife, I said, well, God answered that woman's prayer because the Wolfpack won in overtime. But, you know, sports is one thing, but in life is another. You know, that's just a game. You know, that all that madness will be over with by the end of this month. But life, whatever you're going through, is not a game. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But we're going to have to make sure that in life that we have the right things in place for us to win and for us to get what God has for us. So I say to you today, if there be one that wants to become a part of that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three Godheads working in one, supporting one another for the perfection of the gospel and the edification of the saints. God, they worked harmoniously. He said, let us make man. But if you want to become a part of that and be a part of the kingdom building, you start by admitting that you are a sinner and that you believe that Jesus died and God raised him from the dead, and confess your sins unto the Lord. And then and only then will that void, that dark place in your heart, will leave. And then there's a light within you. Even if you can't even feel it at times, even if you don't know it, once you are saved, once your soul is activated, that will carry you all the way to heaven and eternal life. It would never, Jesus said he wouldn't leave us. And he would keep us. Is there one today that desires to accept the Lord Jesus? We have family, we have friends. But there's nothing like having that friend that laid down his life for us, Jesus Christ. Is there one today? Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Oh, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Is there one today? I'd like to open the doors of the church. If there be one that desire to come as a candidate for baptism, or join on the watch care, a Christian experience, a full membership, the doors of the church are open. Here at Lincoln Park, 13 East Street, Raleigh, North Carolina,
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares for me.
Mean nothing. Life's not good as it seems. love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave. So save your treasure. We find our pleasure, all our joy is in you. Just want more of you. So save your treasure. We find our pleasure in you. You are a reward. Oh, your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful because you,
you
are a reward.
Your presence.
Your presence is a gift. God, we're destined for you. Like we need air, like we need water. But most importantly, we need your presence. So save your treasure.
We find
our pleasure. All our joy is in you. At your right hand there are treasures and pleasures forevermore. So save. We find our pleasure in you. You are our reward.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful because
you.
Oh,
your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I give you praise because
you
are reward. And I'm thankful.
Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
My hands are lifted because you.
I give you glory.
I give you honor.
Give you praise.
Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
It's a gift.
Having you.
It is plenty.
That simply means you're more than enough.
California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You sure been good. You are too. And that you gonna change. don't have nothing.
You don't have nothing if you don't have Jesus.
For he means more.
For he means more than all the broken gifts.
For he is God.
For he is God.
Yes, he is.
The Lord of salvation.
Tell me, what did he give you?
He gave his life that you and I might live.
Just hold on.
everything will be alright. When you say everything will work out fine, just have faith. When you pray, when you need a prayer, when you need a prayer, just have
the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Keep it live. The hottest mix ever. 50,000 watts of power. 50,000 watts of praise. You're listening to
NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Let me see whether y'all remember this. This world is not my home.
traveling this lonesome road.
It's not so easy.
No, 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 it ain't no. I have to sail across in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell y'all this. There's a few folks to travel. A few more mountains to climb, yeah, before I hear the Lord say welcome home. I wanna hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
One more thing I wanna leave with you. Sometimes while on this journey I get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? When every road I try to choose seems like disappointment leads me there. Yes, it do now. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'ma ride about again. And if I want some joy in this whole life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I'm gonna leave with you. A few more burdens to bear, there's a few more tears to shed down here before I hear the Lord say welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
I am more I need the praises right where you are to clap your hands and give him a loud praise and let's send the glory. God, we bless your name because you are awesome. There is nobody like you. You get this praise. We give it to you, Lord. Fuck it.
I will lift my hands in victory.
High God, we praise your name. Like you believe it.
it for a night. Only one night though. Women may do it for a night. Only one night though. Crime may do it for a night. Only one night though. Only one night though. Only one night though. If you cry, you can cry one night. Only one night though. Stress, you can stress one night. Only one night though. Let the tears fall down one night. Only one night though. Only one night though, only one night though. If you cry, make sure that you cry. Only one night though. If you're sad, make sure that you're sad. Only one night though. Stress, make sure that you're stressed. Only one night though, only one night though. Only one night though. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. I can see a brand new day. I can see a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day. I'm waiting for them to get with me. Feeling like a brand new day. I gotta say something to them, y'all. Say, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Looking like a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day. Good morning. Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Get up, get up, get up.
Good morning.
Good morning. I can see your brand new day. Looking like a brand new day. Looking like a brand new, brand new day. Looking like a brand, like a brand, like a brand. Try to make sure that you cry. Only one night though. Try to make sure that you cry. Only one night though. If you share, make sure that you share. Only one night though, only one night though,
only one night though.
If the tears fall, let them fall.
Only one night though.
If the tears fall, let them fall.
Sing it with me. I have no choice but to trust you.
Hey, and that's all I can do. Everybody sing.
I have no choice but to believe.
What can I hear y'all? What?
Heads to bow for a moment. From the front to the back, all heads are bowed. And while your heads are bowed, let us look back over our lives for a moment to see where God brought us from. Let us take this time to thank him for ourselves. While nobody listening to you and God, we know folk didn't make it 2010. But God has spared your life. Thank him, church. All heads are bowed. Father, you see these heads bowed down before you in humble submission. We are giving honor and praise to your name. Father, we know that thou art God.
and besides you there is none other. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. We pause right now, Father, to say thank you. Because you've been so good to us. Now, Master, we are asking you to condition our hearts, condition our minds, that we may receive spiritual food for our souls. Now, Father, speak to the nightingale tonight. You speak to us. And then, Master, use us as instruments of your peace. Hopefully and prayerfully, Father, that everybody in here, young folk and old, will be spiritually blessed, encouraged, uplifted. And then, Father, if there happened to be someone or anyone in this sanctuary this afternoon that simply do not know you, in the forgiveness of their sins, Father, that they might be convicted, then, Master, draw them to Jesus. Do this for us. Give a name the praise, the honor, and the glory. And your heart say amen.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here. On the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Praise the Lord and welcome back. Now back with more gospel music here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, Fletch.
You care times were hard, when times were bad, when losing loved ones made us sad.
We live your name. not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
Yeah, you've been with me. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings, his love abides. God will take care of you. I know that God will take care.
Let me feel, 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 let me
living for Jesus. I'm not tired yet. I don't know about you.
Broke the bread up and on.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Jonah Gunn is in the house tonight. I'm going to ask Joe if you'll come tonight and share with me. This is Jonah Gunn of the Mighty Clouds of Joy. When you talk about praising your way through, it is this young man, after going through open heart surgery. How many? Three. Triple bypass not so long ago, and God gave him back his life. Give God some praise for him. Well, I come tonight to tell you, I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what it smells like, let me tell you something, nothing, somebody said nothing, nothing is too hard for God. There are no problems, there are no crises, there are no situations. God got it all in control. I don't know whether you believe that tonight. He's got it all in control. You know he put that reassurance. Oh, yeah, yeah. I come to tell somebody that God got it in control. You ready?
God got it all in control. Hallelujah. God got it all.
You know what I want you to say? I want you to say this to somebody tonight. gonna be alright in the morning. I believe you can say it.